Hi, I'm Susan Evans from susanevans.org, and today I'm going to be talking about praying with a friend or praying with other people, okay? How is praying with others different than your personal prayer when you're alone? And there's some things that are different when you pray with other people than when you pray alone. For me, when I pray alone, I'm not self-conscious whatsoever. I cry out directly to the Lord. Sometimes I weep, you know. I beg God for different things. I'm really blunt, okay? Some of those things aren't acceptable with other people, especially, you know, if you're praying about personal requests of other people that are not known to others. And so that kind of thing. So to me, my personal walk with God in my prayer life is much more intense and personal. Okay, so and a lot of people feel that they're self-conscious when they pray with others, and so they don't like praying with other people, and they try to avoid it as much as possible. Well, today I'm going to show you how to overcome that fear and how to cause you to be able to pray in a fresh, honest way before the Lord in front of others and not really care what they're thinking, okay? First off, how is praying with a friend different than praying alone? They have different insights than you do, okay? We are commanded to pray one for another, confess your sins one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. That's from James chapter 5. God commands us to pray with one another out loud, okay? So it's a command from God. So if you never pray with others, you're being disobedient to God. So for sure you need to pray with other people. So that's one thing. It's different than praying by yourself because the other person has other insights into the prayer requests than you do. Sometimes, for example, when I'm praying with my mom, let's just say I'm praying for a family member and both my mom and I are praying together. There's some things that she sees that I don't see and some things I see that she doesn't see. And then it reminds us of other things. And so we bounce back and forth with each other until we draw closer to what's actually needed in that person's life. A lot of times, if the Holy Spirit moves one person to pray something, then that is often a really deep thing that, for example, okay, I went to visit my best friend last January. I hadn't seen her in at least 6 years. We grew up together in Guatemala as missionary kids. And so I went to visit her for a week. She got a week off work and it was fabulous. Every morning we went to a coffee shop and we prayed the whole morning and it was so wonderful. So what we did was we prayed back and forth with each other. And we shared prayer requests with each other. And then I would pray something and then she would pray something. And it was so perceptive. I mean, we were both deeply walking by the Spirit and just wanted God's will done in our lives in every way. And so, for example, you might be praying for somebody and then suddenly you realize that you were praying the wrong thing and that... like there was one woman I prayed that that she would learn how to love her husband, but God showed me that she was bitter at her husband. So now I had to change the way I was praying because bitterness had set in and it was really deep-seated. And for some reason, I was blind to it for all the time that I had prayed for her because the daughter who had asked me to pray had asked me to pray something different, you see. So I was praying the thing that the person had asked me to pray. But after meeting the person and talking with them and everything and finding out more about the situation, the truth was that this mother was bitter. So anyway, so I asked God to remove the root of bitterness from her soul towards her husband. And so a lot of times we're not praying the right thing. A lot of times another believer, a friend, can show you that you're praying the wrong thing. So what I'm saying is that when you're praying with a friend, a lot of times you pray for your circumstances to go away, when in reality, God put your circumstances there, and God wants you to draw closer to himself and be sanctified and then be more fresh and clean inside and be transformed forever, because that's worth way more than $1 million to be transformed. And that situation that you consider to be horrible that you want to get out of, actually God wants you to be in it. And so you can yield to God through it and receive more of God in it, and therefore have more joy even in the midst of it. And I promise this is true. I've experienced it in my life so many times. So what I'm saying is that if you're praying with someone who has a deep, mature walk with the Lord, they can see if you have sin issues in what you're praying. And other times you might be praying something that's fine, like Jesus prayed that this cup might pass from me. That wasn't what God the Father wanted. So it's okay to say what we feel like, Lord, please heal me from this disease, or whatever you want to get out from under. It's okay to pray that. However, the main prayer needs to be for God's will to be done in that specific situation, so that you can draw closer to Christ for whatever reason God allowed that situation in your life. Okay. So praying with a friend is different than praying alone, because they have different insights. Your shared love for the person you're praying for deepens your prayer. Okay. This is another one too. And there might be empathy where there might not have been empathy before. Let's say that maybe my best friend that I was praying with. Okay, so I'm talking about when I visited in January. And what happened was she would ask me to pray for her friend. And so I was praying for her friend. However, my heart wasn't really connected to it because I've never met her friend. I don't particularly have a love for her friend except through, my best friend who I love. But then when she was praying, and she prayed so strongly with all her heart for this friend of hers, as she was praying, the empathy and my love for my friend caused me to have a love for this other person I hadn't met. And then when I prayed, my prayer was much more intense. So isn't that cool? It's kind of like, it deepens your prayer when you're praying with somebody else for another person, or even for that person themselves. One time I was praying, for somebody to be saved. I was praying with my mother, and we were both weeping. It was just really sweet. So what I'm saying is that, it just deepens your walk with God. And your love for others, love that might not have been there before, when you pray together, either for yourself or for another person. Oh yeah, what I was going to say is, my mom prayed really intensely for my husband to overcome his insomnia. When she prayed so intensely, almost weeping, I just felt loved by her. You know what I'm saying? Because I was weeping before the Lord. I was begging God for it. God, it didn't seem like he was hearing me. So then when she prayed intensely like that, it was just beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So it draws me closer to relationships with other believers. This is why you should pray with women. If you're a woman, pray with other women. You should also pray with your spouse. And I'm going to cover that in a different audio. But definitely praying with a friend causes you to deepen your relationship with that friend, because now you have a shared heart. Spiritually, you have a shared heart. So it really combines you together. So, okay, let's see what else. You can bounce back and forth in your prayers, and this is fun because you can go deeper and deeper into like one prayer request, okay? And especially if you've set aside time to pray with your friend, you're not rushed. Your mind will wander less because the other person holds you accountable. So the other person, okay, so you're praying out loud. If you're with a friend and you're praying together, you're praying out loud. And so I've told you in another audio how to control your mind. One of the ways, even by yourself, is to pray out loud, because you can tell when you've stopped praying. Well, when you're with a friend, it's just so much easier to keep your mind on task and to actually focus, because you are interceding and the other person is praying with you, you know? So it makes it easier, actually, to pray. Especially if you have nothing against the other person, and if you're one in spirit anyway, and you both accept each other and stuff, that's the kind of person I'm talking about that you'll be praying with. Okay, your burden is lifted. Okay, so many times I've had someone pray for me, a friend has prayed for me, and my burden is lifted. One time, for example, I felt like just this fog was over me, and I just felt kind of depressed and yucky and ugh, and I just couldn't muddle through the fog. I couldn't pray. It was so hard for everything. And I called my mom, and she prayed with me, and immediately the fog lifted. My head was clear. I felt like I had a full night's sleep. And all it was is one prayer over the phone, okay? That's how powerful prayer is when you pray with a friend, okay? So scripture commands us to pray with each other out loud, and there's a reason for it. It is powerful, and it's wonderful in all these different ways, in that you feel loved, in that your love increases for other people, in that you have a better depth of insight into how you should be praying. You have your burdens lifted and shared. Okay, a shared burden is lighter than a burden that is borne by yourself. Okay, so especially if there's some secret in your life, some horrible thing from your past or whatever that's weighing on you that nobody knows about, really, you can be healed if you actually choose somebody that is a mature believer who you trust, and when they pray with you, you can be released from that, and that you can be healed from something that happened years and years ago that wasn't even your fault, for example. Or even if it was your fault, you can be healed from it, because God can forgive. God forgives. He's able to forgive. He's already taken that sin on the cross. So he has positionally forgiven you, but he can actually release you from your sin when you confess it. So if it's not your fault, you can release it. If it is your fault, you can release it. And so praying with another believer really is powerful. And it doesn't have to be in a counseling session or whatever. No, we are commanded to counsel each other in the body of Christ. If you regard other people as more important than yourself, if everybody did that, if everybody looked up to everyone else and didn't look down on everyone else, then, you know, we could pray for one another in the body of Christ without looking down on other people. I have learned over the years that just because I don't struggle with specific sins doesn't give me the right to look down on that person for struggling with that particular sin, because they don't struggle with the sins that I struggle with. So they would look down on me for my stinky, yucky sin that I do that is not acceptable to the Lord, you know? So everyone, every single person on the face of the earth is trapped in their bodies of sin that is their flesh, and they have certain, sin habits and patterns, and we are all striving to overcome them. In the core of our being, we love the Lord with all our hearts. Those are of us who are saved. We want to please the Lord, and so we want to overcome that sin. We don't want it to be there. So, assume the best in people, and you will pray better for them, So, and then there's more joy. There's more joy in praying with a friend. I always feel so wonderful. After praying with a friend, I feel spiritually released. I feel emotionally released, mentally. I feel so refreshed, and that translates to physical vigor. And so it's just wonderful. It's wonderful all around. Please pray more with another believer. And I'll talk about groups and corporate prayer in a different audio. I'm talking about really one-on-one with this particular audio. Praying with a friend who is like, if I'm talking to women, pray with women. If a man is listening to this, you pray with other men. And praying with a friend, you can also hold them accountable for sin. This is a huge, huge thing. I have my best friend hold me accountable for sin. For example, let's say the sin of gossip, and I said to her, I'm never going to gossip again. I never want to gossip again. Please show me if I ever say anything bad about anybody again. Just stop me immediately. Hold me accountable. Please, I beg you, I never want to do this again. And holding people accountable for sexual sin of thought or pride or anger. I mean, I've held other people accountable for these things, or, fellow believers that are the same gender as you, okay? So definitely you can hold each other accountable, and that's wonderful, because then you can grow, and then you rejoice, and you scream, and you're all happy. You scream in a happy way that they conquered a certain sin, and you feel so much joy, and like you were the only one that knew, or maybe there's like two or three people in total that knew about it, and your prayers were heard by God. And then they're transformed, and their joy is your joy, and you're one in that joy. So anyways, praying with others lifts their burdens too, and so you are a blessing to other people, and that can be incredible. Now, if someone, let's say someone walks up to you at church after church and says, oh, can you pray for me for blah, blah, blah. Okay. Stop right there and pray for them. Okay. Like pray for them out loud right then and there. Now don't be scared. Okay. I told you during this audio, I'm going to show you how to overcome your fear of praying out loud. First off, you're commanded to pray by God, so it's disobedience for you not to. So, of course, you want to please God and do the right thing. Secondly, that woman who just came up to you, maybe you're the only person that she told, okay? And if you don't pray for her, who will? Nobody cares, okay? Even if you don't care, I'm telling you, once you open your mouth and start praying, God gives you a love for that person. The Holy Spirit swishes through you and enables you to do it. And thirdly, you can blurt out whatever. And if you stumble, it's better. They think better of you when you stumble because it's more honest and fresh. So you can just blurt it out. What I do is I reach upward in my spirit to God, and I beg God with all my heart and soul that God would give me the right words to say. And you know what? He always does. I just yield to the Lord with a softness in my spirit, and I ask God to help me. And then I pray for that woman, and man, her whole face is transformed after I pray for her. And what? It took like 60 seconds, maybe 5 minutes. Well, 5 minutes is huge. Okay. 5 minutes is an enormously long prayer when you're standing there in the lobby. Okay. What I'm saying is most of the prayers that I've prayed for people, and usually you don't have that much information anyway. So you can say everything that they just said to you or whatever, and or just lift them up before the Lord and ask the Lord to fill them and transform them and give them peace and joy about whatever situation they're in, no matter what it is. And you almost don't even need to address the actual issue, but you should, because they are crying out to the Lord for the specific circumstance. And so if you care, and if you don't care, it'll come when you're praying. So go ahead and obey first, and the love will come. It's done that with me. I mentioned in a different audio how I didn't know somebody, and then I was praying for them, and then suddenly I had this deep love for her, and I got choked up. So it happens while you're doing it, okay? So you can blurt out whatever, and it doesn't matter if you stumble. People will think highly of you when you stumble, okay? So at the worst, it's fabulous, okay? Secondly, somebody else you might be the only one that prays. And number three, they need you to pray out loud with them to release them from their burden. If you just go home or shut your eyes quietly and pray quietly at that moment, see, I do that too. But it's better if you pray out loud with them because it releases them. Imagine you can help them spiritually, relieve them and lift them up before the Lord instead of doing it silently between you and God. And when you do it just between you and God, the love is not as intense as if the person you're praying for is right there. And you can see, they're moved by what you're saying, or they're glad. I've never had somebody say, "Oh, I'm so upset that you prayed for me." You know, if they share a prayer request with you, they want you to pray. Okay, just stop right there and do it. It takes no time at all. Like 2 minutes or something. Honestly, just do it. And then when it's your spouse or your children or your close friends, especially, okay, if you don't pray out loud with your child who's having trouble with something, if you don't pray with them, who will? Okay, you're the closest person to them, you know? So please pray with them. I beg you, as a fellow believer, pray with other people, especially if they've asked for it. And then sometimes when they haven't asked for it, but you see that they're burdened, say, "Could I pray for you right now?" And I have never had someone say, "No, I don't want a prayer." Can you imagine? I suppose that could happen. I don't know. It hasn't with me though. So, and then lastly, when you're praying with a friend, it's not just you and God. It's that other person is there too. And so you can enable that person to draw closer to the Lord through your personal walk with God. So for me, my personal walk with God through prayer that's alone reflects in my prayers with other people, because see, when you cultivate your own personal prayer life, your prayers are deeper, more intense, more intentional, more scriptural, more sanctification rather than circumstance and that kind of thing. And those are much more powerful prayers than just if you haven't cultivated your prayer life. So after you've cultivated your own walk with God, well, even while you're doing it, definitely pray with other believers, because it makes a huge difference in their lives and it matters. So this is Susan Evans from SusanEvans.org, and this has been Praying with a Friend.